This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a single-vehicle rollover collision that claimed the life of the driver last night at just before 9 o'clock. The driver of a pickup truck, 40-year-old Daniel Ryan Cox of Eureka, was hauling a two-axle trailer when he lost control of his vehicle on 299 just east of Buckley Road outside of Blue Lake. The truck left the roadway and rolled up an embankment and then overturned. Cox, who was wearing a seatbelt, suffered fatal injuries in the crash that closed down both westbound lanes on 299. Cox becomes the 27th fatality on county roads this year. The sheriff's office has issued a missing persons report for 14-year-old Eureka boy Jesus Tejeda, who was last seen being dropped off at Eureka High School this past Friday. Tejeda, a Hispanic male who also goes by the nickname Chewy, stands 5'9" and weighs 170 pounds, and he wears eyeglasses and has thick brown hair. Family members report finding information that suggests he may be headed to Central California or to Reno, Nevada. Anyone with information about Tejeda is asked to contact authorities. The California Secretary of State's office has given the okay to supporters of a ballot measure that addresses sanctuary cities in the state to gather signatures in an effort to get the measure on the 2018 November ballot. The measure is aimed at the recently passed Senate Bill 54, which limits the ability of any local or state agency from providing material assistance to federal immigration enforcement. Opponents call the Sanctuary Cities Bill sedition, and they have until January 3rd to gather at least 365,000 signatures needed to get the measure on the ballot. Sheriff's deputies with the Marine Unit pulled a boat that was stuck in the mud to safety, along with three mariners and a dog on Sunday afternoon. They had gotten caught in the mud flats as the tide went out, and one got stuck in the mud up to his neck, which prompted a call to 911. He was pulled to safety by deputies, who then towed the boat off the mud and back to the boat ramp, with a warning for the mariners to next time learn about the tides. It's All Hallows Eve, and that means that this afternoon and evening we'll see a lot of superheroes, monsters, and other assorted characters walking our neighborhoods in search of treats. The Weather Service forecasts good weather tonight, ahead of rain in the forecast for the rest of the week, and the temperature along the coast should be in the 50s. We spend an awful lot of money on Halloween in the United States. The National Retail Federation estimates that Americans will spend some $8.4 billion on candy, costumes, decorations, and cards this year, up sharply from a year ago, when we spent about $6.5 billion on the holiday. The average person who takes part in Halloween festivities will spend between $170 to $185 per person, and retailers push Halloween merchandise hard in October ahead of the big day. Americans will spend $2.5 billion on candy, another $2.4 billion on decorations, and more than $3 billion on costumes. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.